Hello, and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. Today we're going to review what the mind is working on. You might notice I have a little bit of a cold, so please forgive me for bringing my cold to you. I am sure you will not catch it. What the mind is working on. What is the mind concerning itself with? This morning, my little son, not even two, he is wanting something. Hot tea, hot tea, hot tea. So I get up, I get hot tea, I bring it to him, just the way he likes. A little milk, a little sweet nectar. I begin to hand it to him, he says, no hot tea. So I said, okay, you don't want hot tea. I must have misunderstood. Hot tea! Okay, there's a new game going on. My son, he wants something, and I'm not sure what it is. It could be hot tea or maybe not hot tea. I don't know. And then there is me. And I want something. I want him to be fulfilled. I want him to drink hot tea if it is what he wants to drink. And if we've got it, wonderful. Everyone can have what they want. My mind starts going to work. I can feel myself getting worked up. I can't have what I want, and all I want is him to be happy. And I can't have what I want because I don't know what he wants. And he does not know what he wants. Or maybe he does know what he wants, but he can't communicate what he wants. What a mess over hot tea. And I'm getting worked up. I can feel myself. I'm getting frustrated. I'm committed to him. But more, I am committed to getting what I want, even though it is for him. That is my mind at work. The mind is occupied with desire. Desire is never what we have. Never what we've got. I don't want what I've got. I've got what I've got. Why would I want it? I've got it. My mind is always working on what it wants or what it doesn't want. In that it is always working on what it wants or doesn't want. It is always working in a realm that is not here and not now. So here I am, and I possess this thing called my mind, and I am letting my mind go to work on things that it has not in its possession. And it isn't now, and it isn't here. What a crazy thing, the mind. And then I have some listeners that are asking recently, well, how do I find peace? I want peace. Well, your mind is going to work on peace now. It is now the object. It is a state. Seeking. Always seeking what it does not have, or seeking to be rid of something that it does have. And it's not seeking it now. Now. It's seeking it for another day. Sometime later. So where am I? Well, if I am my mind, I am not here, because the mind is not concerned with here and now. The mind is not present. It does not locate itself now in the present moment with you right now. Now. Now is it. Now is all there is. The rest of it is in the future, or it is in the past, and that is all my mind is concerned with, but that is not where I am. In reality, where I am is right here and right now. So my mind is dividing me from being present. My mind can locate me, can put me into another place and another time. And then I am no longer present with you. I cannot occupy my time being somewhere else, desiring something that is not here now, and expect peace of mind or fulfillment. Some people call it nirvana. Stop seeking and ye shall find. This is an old one, right? If you come to me looking for peace, you will not find it. As soon as you stop looking, it might be there with you. So what I am interested in is a little meditation, a practice. This is an old practice from yoga. It has a predecessor before yoga called Tantra. And it is a technique, a little technique, a meditation to put the mind aside. There is a moment between breaths. We inhale, and then there is a moment, and then we exhale, and then a moment. You see, the breath is life itself for us. We can go and do all day long, but there is only one thing we cannot do without, and that is the breath. As soon as there is no breath, there is no us. And in the moment between going from outside of the body to inside of the body, and then from inside of the body out of the body. In that moment between, this is the spot. This is the place where we might say we are. This is present moment. This is stillness. There is no mind in that moment. In that moment, something stops. The breath is going on without you. It is the one thing that does not need you. You don't have to do breathing. You breathe. It just happens. It is automatic. You're not thinking all day long, I have to breathe, I have to breathe, I have to breathe, I have to breathe, I have to breathe. No. It's not like getting up and taking a shower and brushing your teeth and, you know, getting your drink and eating your breakfast and going to work. And it's not that kind of doing. It is doing without you. So here is what I would like. Let's take a moment and breathe in. And then there's the spot. Let it out. There it is again. And in. The spot. I request you work this up to a half an hour a day. It's the simplest meditation. Let the mind go. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful day and for coming to awareness.podomatic.com.